Well, Sir Alex, let's start with the penalty. You can't be happy with the award.
I don't think anybody on the ground thought it was a penalty apart from the assistant referee. Even the referee didn't think it was a penalty because he gave a corner kick and he's 8 yards from it. There's a situation a few weeks ago when the assistant linesman gave a penalty kick against and the referee knew it wasn't a penalty kick and overruled it. I don't see why the referee can't do the same again. But he was only 8 yards from it. He was nearer to the decision than the assistant. And it was an absolute travesty, it really was. And the problem is that, of course, referees are full-time, but these assistants are not.
Will you speak to the referee?
No, I never speak to the referees. Never. No point to it.
Normally, when United are chasing a goal, we all expect it to come. It didn't come today. Heroics from Newcastle.
I thought the goalkeeper had some fantastic saves and did a lot of work in terms of shots were blocked near the line and two fantastic saves off the line from the defenders. You know, you give them credit for that, but which means so many chances that you say to yourself, well, this is not going to be this day for us. I mean, first half, Chicharito was at 4 1v1s against the goalkeeper. Normally, you expect Chicharito to score at least two of those. And they had one chance in the whole game.
The sending off of Gutierrez, in a way, did that kind of galvanise Newcastle, do you think?
Well, they did a lot of fouls. You know, they kept fouling a lot. And, of course, you risk when players are on yellow cards. Actually, I thought one of the other players was sent off when they pulled the other back in the second half when he's through and the player had already been booked. But the referee allowed it to play on. But when you've got yellow cards, I think there may be four or five today, you risk a risk. You risk the next yellow card. And, of course, it was I would have to see it again, whether it was a reckless challenge or just unfortunate.
The gap between you and City could increase tomorrow when they play Liverpool. Is there a point where you start to worry that they're getting too far ahead?
Well, we're in April. Okay.